Artificial intelligence is a growing term in the world of business and technology, and according to current trends, research in its field is to become more advanced. The exact definition of the word is the development of computer systems to mimic human behavior, such as speech recognition and decision making. Given the global attention robots are receiving, they are arguably the most fascinating products of artificial intelligence, and a new robot exhibition that just opened at the South Kensington Science Museum that will be running for the next 7 months is celebrating the progress humans have made over the last 500 years in creating these mechanized forms. From helping children with autism to mimicking a human leg, robots have been used in many ways for centuries. Visitors at the exhibition had some mixed views. While some remained optimistic about the future of technology with robots, some are still quite skeptical.
I think it's fascinating in that it gives a much wider view of what I conceive to be robots. It's much more exciting than I thought it was going to be, because I thought it was just going to be boring modern things. But the history of it is great.
So I was asked just over there, would I like a robot in my house to live with? And I said I would. I live on my own and I don't necessarily want to live with somebody else. And so having a robot would like solve any kind of social interaction that I needed, but I'd be able to turn it off at any point and put it in the cupboard. I can't do that with my friends.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether a machine like that, although it has advantages, I don't think it could totally replace a human, because humans have to make decisions. The only thing I worry about is they use it to take away jobs.
Last year, the US Census Bureau estimated that by 2020, robots will take over 5 million jobs. But is the loss of certain jobs the only way robots may affect the flow of day-to-day life in the future? For Charles Stromeyer, a Harvard University alumnus who advises and invests in startups and entrepreneurships, there is a global recognition that artificial intelligence will impact the future. The use of robots has already raised several ethical issues in the United States. Charles says that countries such as the US, China and South Korea are already in a race to weaponize robots. These fully autonomous robots are being developed as a form of defense and may prove to be a real future threat.
The technology is advancing very quickly, but the politicians and regulatory bodies aren't so aware of these issues. As a researcher here at the Harvard Kennedy School, and she wants an international ban on fully autonomous weapons. And I either agree with that, or at least there should be some international treaty for dealing with them. One problem with this and Google's approach to robotics is that if a robot picks up and deploys a weapon and it's connected to other robots in the cloud, then any other robot can immediately know how to pick up and deploy a weapon.
Whether it's health-related aid or a wartime weapon, there are many things that can come of the use of artificial intelligence. Let's hope that we can use our knowledge for the better. Fatima Ajirali for City News.